Every Sunday at this time, the Coca-Cola Company presents The Spike Jonze Show with Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Gass. Today's special guests are the Dixie Diva, Dinah Shore, and the incomparable Fred Astaire. Now, here are Spike Jonze and the City Slickers.
Roger, sound your A. Beautiful. Freddy, you sound your A. Ah, that's lovely. Jack, you sound your A. So you're the guy that's been playing in tune. You're fired!
In the land of San Domingo, lived a girl called Oba Jingo. From the fields and from the marshes came the old and young bagoshes. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Oh By Jingo. And every night they sang in the pale moonlight, Oh By Gee, By Gosh, By Gum, By Jaw. Oh By Jingo, won't you hear our law? We will build for you a hut, you will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little Oh By Gollies,
then we'll put them in the follies.
By Jingo said, By Gosh, By Gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, Oh By Gee, By Gosh, By Gum, By Jaw, By Jingo. By Gee, you're the only girl for me.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze, and incidentally, if you noticed that last Sunday there was an instrument missing from my band, it really wasn't my fault. During rehearsal, Jack Benny sneaked in from next door and stole my washboard to do Ronald Coleman's laundry. We won't have that trouble for a while, because after tonight's show, we're leaving for a tour of the country. We'll be doing our Sunday broadcasts along the way. George Rock, how do you feel about traveling?
I'm gonna miss Hollywood. No matter where I am, a part of me will always remain here.
It will?
Yeah, this is where I had my tonsils out.
George, even if a part of you did remain in Hollywood, there'd still be enough left over for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga. But anyway, I want to give you fellas in the band your train tickets. Here's yours, George.
Thanks.
Here's yours, Freddie.
Thanks.
Joe?
Thanks.
Dick?
Thanks.
Doodles?
Thanks.
Jack?
Thanks.
Well, that takes care of the upper berth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the moment when all of us take extreme pleasure in presenting to you...
Hello, Spike.
Dinah Shore. Dinah, where have you been? You're late.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Spike, but I couldn't get my car started. The radiator froze.
Froze? Now, Dinah, I want to make it clear to our audience that this cold weather is not typical of Southern California. It's just that somebody let the air out of a couple of Florida grapefruits. Anyway, Dinah, we'd better run over the number you're going to sing, huh?
Oh, all right. Now, Spike, in the opening bars, I want the trumpets fortissimo, then the saxophones modulating to a harmonic arpeggio, and the violin sweeping to a dominant scherzo, allegro con moto. Understand, Spike? Is that clear?
Hiya, Mort! Well, anyway, Dinah, I'll give out the parts. Fellas, here's Miss Shore's music.
Say, this music is no good. The paper is covered with black spots.
Blacks. Those are notes, you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Don't look now, but Fa just crawled over to La.
All right, Dinah, are you ready to sing?
You think it's safe?
Oh, you've got nothing to worry about, as long as your insurance is paid.
Something tells me I should have had double indemnity. East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those rings and things and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. And I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin or skirts that I've homespun. But I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin or skirts that I've homespun. But I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens at shows. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Silks and satins and linens at shows. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows, buttons and
frills
bows.
And flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
Gee, that was wonderful, Dinah. That was really wonderful,
Spike,
Dinah. Now we'd
Spike,
like to present...
It's me, it's me.
Professor Fiedelbaum. Professor, is it true that you're twins?
Yes, an identical twin. In fact, me and my twin look so much alike, there's only one way they can tell us apart.
Well, how do they tell you apart?
Mabel has a mustache. And now, while that's still ticking you, I'd like to sing that lovely ballad, You Were Only Fooling. I believe I'm in voice. I think I have a frog in my throat.
That's good. You and the frog can sing a duet.
Okay, but remember, the frog is the one with the mustache. Music, maestro, please. You are all. Fool, we're only yuling. You for lonely wooling, and my car needs refueling. Can't you stop your drooling?
No.
I mixed up. Maybe I better start again. You were only fooling, but I was falling in love. Falling? I took a terrible fall yesterday. The fall didn't hurt me. I had on my light fall suit. If the story is old as Adam and Eve. Did you hear the story about Adam and Eve? Adam said, knock, knock, and Eve said, who's there? And Adam said, police, and Eve said, police who? And Adam said, police, pass the mustard. I was making love, but you were baking me leave. Cooking a snake. Cooking a snake. Speaking of snakes, I wrote the snake theme for the movie, The Snake Pit. There's a long, long tail a-winding. That's a Latin good joke, huh? How's it strike you? Well, thank you very much. Thanks, though. You lied to me with hisses. Well, what do you know? We're back in the snake pit again. you lied to me with kisses. I've tried to stop dreaming of... I had a dream the other night. A voice said, knock, knock, and I said, who's there? And the voice says, Pootwaddle. And I said, Pootwaddle who? And the voice says, Pootwaddle with a tinge and manifold put by Rankin. Don't worry about it, folks. It doesn't mean a thing. I just do it to watch your faces. Everyone turns to everyone else and says, what'd he say? What was that? What? What was that? Was the mic on? What was that? The Pootwaddle what? I fooled you! You lied to me with kisses. I tried to stop dreaming of, but you were only mealing foo, a feeling moo, a stealing glue. Glue? That's what they make out of old racehorses. Horses! And there they go. It's Zoom breakfast food in front. Goodbye, sleek heart second, Freddie Jr. and shrinking trousers closing in behind. I was falling in love.
Thank you, Professor. And here is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
When you're out for a good time at sports, musical events, the theater, the movies, or a dance, there's a between-time pause that calls for ice-cold Coca-Cola. And Coke is there, ready to refresh you in the friendly red cooler. All you have to do is step up, put a nickel in the cooler, and there's a frosty bottle of Coke to bring you the pause that refreshes.
Dick, do you read the funnies?
I sure do, Spike. I can't wait till next Sunday to see if Dick Tracy catches Big Frost's gunman.
Well, the City Slickers and I have been studying the funnies lately, and we've come to this conclusion, Dick.
The funnies aren't funny anymore. They used to make you just roar. But today when you read them, you hold your breath. They're so fantastic that they scare you to death. Secret agents and gangsters galore. Scientists with new inventions for war. Oh, why do they call them the comics when the funnies aren't funny anymore? We open up the comics and right before our eyes, the world is being threatened by a gruesome gang of spies. But look, there's something coming that will stop their fiendish plan. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superman.
Yes, this is Lois Lane. What? You say the mad scientist has an infernal machine that'll dry up the ocean, flood the desert, destroy the sun, blow up the world, and give a Tony wave? This is the greatest scoop ever. Oh, this is a job for Superman. Clark Kent, why are you standing there cringing? Oh, for the life of me, sometimes I can't figure out whether you're a moron or an idiot.
I've got you over a barrel, haven't I?
Oh, you're just a big nothing. Oh, if Superman were only here.
Will you pardon me a minute? I want to get a glass of water.
Scientist has melted the U.S. fleet with his ray gun, demolished New York with his new bomb, and liquidated 50,000 people with his new rocket gun.
Oh, accidental happened.
Little Annie Rooney leads a life of misery. The terrible Mrs. Meanie has her frightened as can be. We find her at the orphanage, a poor defenseless tot, telling all her troubles to the only friend she's got.
How do you feel, Zero?
Look at you sitting there doing nothing, and after all I've done for you. And Zero, you worthless little cur, what's bothering you?
For the flea and the meadow.
I am no good little mongrel.
No, Mrs. Meany, stop. Zero loves you. Tell Mrs. Meany how much you love her, Zero.
Let me call you Red Heart.
Next we see a man on a silver horse, and he's tracking killers down. He's known throughout the West and feared in every lawless town. He leaps right up on his great white horse, for it has the speed of light. And you can hear his heart, he cries, he thunders through the night.
Hi-ho, Silver! Wow, Silver! Wow!
Sounds like a road plumb through the window of Abby's rents. Hey, you, where can I find that no-good, low-down, ornery, cattle-rustling, desperado, poison Pete?
Did I hear someone mention my name?
So you're the notorious Poison Pete. Well, I'm the Lone Ranger, and you don't look so tough to me.
Oh, no? See this scar?
Yeah.
Gunfight, 1864. See this scar?
Yeah.
Gunfight. 1865.
That's nothing. See this scar?
Yeah.
Appendicitis, 1923.
The next one is a killer diller everybody reads. It tells about Dick Tracy and his brave heroic deeds. With blazing guns you see him shooting gangsters down like flies. But no matter what they do to him, Dick Tracy never dies.
What am I gonna do? I'm trapped in this abandoned old warehouse and I've got to get help. My only chance is my two-way radio wristwatch. I'll turn it on. What did I get, Sammy Kay? Hello! Dick Tracy calling. Tracy calling. Come in, Chief Brandon. Chief Brandon, please come in.
Super Sam, Super Sam, that's my son from Super Sam.
There goes my last hope down the drain. Now what'll I do? I can hear footsteps coming. I wonder if it could be Mumbles, or maybe Shaky, or could it be Big Frost? It's Giggles.
Well, Tracy, at last I've got you where I want you.
What are you planning to do with me?
Giggles. I'm going to give you the torture to end all tortures. Let him have it, Sam. Turn on that phonograph record.
That's a wonderful example of musical depreciation.
Well, thank you, Dinah.
And I also think it's wonderful that Fred Astaire's going to be here. Wow, Fred Astaire. Wasn't he wonderful in those pictures with Ginger Rogers? You know, a girl would give anything to dance in a movie with him.
Well, Dinah, maybe I can fix it for you. Let me talk with him a little while, and then you dance in and make an impression on him.
Think it'll work?
Why, sure. I can see you taking Ginger Rogers' place already. The scene is a beautiful ballroom. The music starts. Astaire takes you in his arms and whispers softly. Fred, for a minute, I thought you were Professor Fiedelbaum.
Well, maybe that's because I'm a little hoarse. Hoarse?
And there they go. It's Saturday evening at the Post. Garter in the stretch, and Lemon is being squeezed on the rail.
Fred, you must be a real fan of the professor's.
Well, I sure am. I love him. You know, my horses love him, too.
Hey, that's right. You own a stable of racehorses. Yeah. I saw one of them run.
Did he? How did he do?
It was the first time I ever saw a Bing Crosby horse help another horse across the finish line.
No. Wait a minute. Just a second. How about my horse, Trippicate? Remember him winning that big race?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, oh, what a sight that was. What a day. 80,000 people cheering, the jockey in the winner's circle.
Yeah, and the horse going through the crowd giving out circulars that said, "Go to the Fred Astaire School of Dancing." Oh. What a plug. But I don't blame him. As far as I'm concerned, you're the greatest dancer in the whole world, Fred.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not.
Well, somebody just said it.
Fred, it's lucky you came over. I've got just what you're looking for. A new dancing partner for your new next picture.
Yeah, but Spike, I don't need a new dancing partner. In my next picture, the Barclays of Broadway over at Metro, Ginger Rogers and I are back together again, you see.
But Fred, this girl is a sensational dancer.
Well, I...
Oh, Dinah!
Here I come, dancing in your...
Who is this, Gorgeous George?
Mr. Astaire, that was little old Dinah giving a little old impression of little old Ginger and little old Fred doing a little old dance. Any little old suggestions?
Yes, pick up your little old teeth.
Oh, Jim Dandy.
Fred, why don't you and Dinah do a number together? I'll back you up with my band. It'll sound like Ginger Rogers and Astaire.
With your band, it'll sound like Roy Rogers and Trigger. But how about it, Dinah? May I have this dance?
It would be a pleasure, Fred.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak,
and I seem to find the happiness I seek
when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven,
and the cares that hung around me through the week
seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak
when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain.
Got your boots, lady?
And to reach the highest peak.
Oddly, yahoo.
But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, I love to go out fishing.
The athletic type.
In a river or a creek.
Crick.
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 Crick. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you.
The charm about you will carry me through to heaven.
Heaven,
I'm in heaven.
I'm in heaven.
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
And I seem to find the happiness I seek
when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you.
Get right up and get your tickets in, Cincinnati. Get your tickets right here.
Hey, Spike, this looks like a high-class place, Dr. Scholl's Corn Palace. Formerly known as the Underneath the Fallen Arches Ballroom.
Yeah, come on, let's buy our tickets, huh?
Here you are, gentlemen. Get your tickets, only 10 cents a dance.
I'll take 100 of them.
Here you are, sir. Now, how many do you want?
I'll take one.
Well, aren't you jazzy?
Say, look who's coming toward us.
Oh, Would you all care to dance all with me all?
What happened to little old?
She became a tobacco auctioneer.
I'd love to dance with you. Can you get a girl for my friend here?
Oh, I've got just the girl for him. A Tallulah. Well, what do you think of her?
I haven't seen anything like this since I emptied the bag on my vacuum cleaner.
Well, come on, let's dance.
Oh, yeah, let's dance. Come on.
You can dance, can't you, Skinny?
Who, me?
Don't you recognize him? He's Fred Astaire.
Not the Fred Astaire.
That's right, the Fred Astaire.
Not Fred Astaire the dancer.
That's right, Fred Astaire the dancer.
Not the famous Fred Astaire.
That's right, not the famous Fred Astaire.
Hey, come on, I want to dance.
Oh, all right.
Look, everybody in the ballroom is watching us dance.
No wonder. The orchestra ain't playing. Look, Astaire, I don't want to dance with this Sherman tank. I'm going to dance with your Goyle.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Just a minute, boys. Just a minute, boys. Please, let's don't fight. Why don't you have a contest, and I'll dance with the winner.
I'm game.
Oh, I'm game.
I'm game!
Shut up. You're out of season. Now, what's this contest going to be?
Well, let's see. I'll dance, and you play that washboard of yours, and we'll see who's the winner.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Now, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do you say, Dinah?
Yeah, who's the winner?
Yeah.
The winner is...
Yeah?
Beetlebaum.
This is Dick Joy, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here is Spike Jones.
I'd like to thank Dinah Shore and Fred Astaire for being with us. Next week, our guest will be the Academy Award-winning actress Celeste Holm and the star of Club 15, Bob Crosby. So see you next Sunday.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers with their musical depreciation review may be seen in person this coming week in Phoenix, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, El Paso, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Amarillo, Texas, and Oklahoma City. Don't miss next Sunday's Spike Jones Show, when Spike will have Celeste Holm and Bob Crosby as special guests. And next Friday, hear The Pause That Refreshes on the air with Percy Faith and his orchestra and songs by Jane Froman over CBS at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is CBS, where Jack Benny starts in 30 seconds, the Columbia Broadcasting System.